For the benefit of our listener, CJMQ has Tent, a township forum presented by JEVI, which is the Center of Suicide Prevention for the Eastern Township. I'm interviewing Mr. David Goodrow, one of the collaborators who has participated in establishing the Suicide Prevention Network for the township. Mr. Goodrow, could you briefly explain to our listener what exactly is the Suicide Prevention Network?
The idea at that point is really to make a network to be more efficient with men that are living some distress and who have suicidal thoughts, because what we see is that men are less don't come to resources or don't seek for help or less than a woman. So we think that it's really important for us professionals to know how to reach them and how to keep them in the resources.
I see. Now, could you exactly explain to briefly what is the main goal of the Suicide Prevention Center?
Yeah, the main goal is clear, that is to prevent suicide, to have less suicide, and it's a good point, because what we see is that there is less and less suicide, even here in the Eastern Township, but there's still a lot, like between 30 and 50 every year, and the major part are men. About 80% of suicide are committed by men, so it's clear that the first goal is to prevent these suicide by giving some formation and giving some visibility to our partners.
I see. Now, I was mentioned roughly you have about 30 or 31 partners in your network.
Yeah, officially we have 31 partners, and we made it the first year just for the Sherbrooke area, and now we're going to all the others, the six others, MRC, I don't know what exactly yet. So we want to have all the Eastern Townships to be in that network, just to be sure that there's a really efficient network to prevent suicide amongst men, and to give some help to the family of people who are living with men who are living in distress, and to people who are bereaved after a loss by suicide.
Okay. So actually, if someone will say lives at in Quoticook or Bury or Cookshire, can't call upon your network to seek some help in regards with suicide?
Yeah, sure. We cover all the area of the Eastern Township, and it will be a pleasure. And we can also move to see them. We can go in the Cookshire or wherever to meet them if they can't come to our offices at Sherbrooke. And the hotline is available 24 hours, 7 days a week, and it's for everybody.
I see. So anyone which is not politely bilingual or has a little problem in speaking French, could that person get in touch with your network?
It's clear, and if it's impossible for the person who answer at the call to speak in English, we will find someone who will do. But what is sure is that nobody who's living distress will get a gap of services or help. There's always be we will find someone to help them. That is clear.
Now, it was mentioned to me that people who does answer those calls are well qualified, and they do have a training to deal with such a situation when a person call upon your services.
Yeah, it's a choice that we made at the JEVI Suicide Prevention Center, only to work with some professionals, just to be sure to have a really personalized answer for everybody who called, and that to be really, there's 3 points. It's free, it's professional, and it's confidential for everyone.
So they could depend, it is really confidential if they deal with your office, right?
Yeah, it's clear. We keep the confidentiality just to have a good alliance with the person, to have a good trust between us.
Between the individual, because I was going through all the information that you were giving to us, and it does mention that you have a plan of formation which show that exactly all the individual which will intervene into someone who call upon your service, that they are really qualified, so there is no problem in that respect. You should feel free to give a call to your office, and from there It was mentioned that if, for example, there is other situation which create the suicide situation, you could call upon your net worth, which, for example, if drugs is involved into it or alcoholism it is involved into it, you do have those resources to help out the person which is in the situation of suicide, should I say.
Yeah, you clearly get the point. It's really just to be sure to have the most efficient intervention for everyone who call us, and just to be sure that every professional could count on the other to be sure that we can prevent suicide amongst the Eastern Township population.
There is a phone number to call upon to your organization, which is called Je Vie, and the telephone number I have here, is it the right one? It is not. You know the right telephone number, right?
Yeah.
Could you give us to our listener what is the telephone number they should call?
Yeah, if you need help or you know someone who need help or you're bereaved by suicide, it's really important to call us at 819-564-1354.
Could you repeat this telephone number again, please?
Pleasure. 819-564-1354.
Well, I thank you very much, Mr. Goodreau. Mr. David Goodreau is one of the pioneers which has set up this network, which is called, in French, it is the Réseau Prévention Suicide, but actually, in English, it's the Suicide Prevention Network for the township. Thank you, Mr. Goodreau.
Thanks a lot.